Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. AstraZeneca and Oxford University have acknowledged a manufacturing error that is raising questions about preliminary results of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine. A statement describing the error on Wednesday came days after the company and the university described the shots as highly effective and made no mention of why some study participants did not receive as much vaccine in the first two shots as expected. With pharmaceutical firms like Pfizer, Moderna and AstraZeneca claiming that their COVID-19 vaccines are near the finish lines, reports from China arrived on the inequitable distribution and even the emergence of illegal markets. Despite the fact that none of the Chinese firms has released any public data on the efficacy of their shots, in phase 3 trials, people in the Asian countries are bending rules to get hold of the unproven Chinese vaccines. Some are even paying $91 to take two doses of what it is believed as a vaccine being produced by a unit of Sinopharm. The dose of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine that showed the highest level of effectiveness was tested in a younger population than a bigger dose that showed less efficacy, according to the head of the US Operation Warp Speed program. The vaccine being developed with Oxford University was 90% effective when half dose was given before the full dose booster, the partners had said on Monday. However, that regime was administered to participants in a group whose age was capped at 55, Warp Speed's Monsef Slowey had said on Tuesday in a phone call with reporters. With that, let's move to all the updates from India then. India's COVID-19 caseload has increased to 92.66 lakh with 44,489 new infections being reported in a day, while the recoveries have surged to 86.79 lakh. As per the Union Health Ministry, the country's COVID tally has mounted to 92,66,705, while the death toll has climbed to 1,35,223, with 524 new fatalities as per the ministry. Authorities are gearing up to the vaccination of at least 25 to 30 crore Indians, including about 3 crore healthcare and frontline workers against the COVID-19 disease by July 2021. For this, they are looking to procure 50 to 60 crore doses of potential vaccines. The vaccination exercise is expected to begin in the first quarter of 2021 when vaccines are made available for use in high numbers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Serum Institute of India on Saturday to see the COVID-19 vaccine production and proposed distribution plan. Pune Divisional Commissioner Saurabh Rao said, "We have received official confirmation about Prime Minister's visit to Pune on November 28. The Prime Minister will visit the Serum Institute, which is working on the production of COVID-19 vaccine. However, there was no independent confirmation from the Prime Minister's office on this visit yet. In a bid to curb the spread of coronavirus, the Goa government has now made it mandatory for passengers arriving at the state's airport and railway stations to undergo thermal screening. Delhi Environment Minister Gopal Rai was shifted to Delhi's Max Hospital just hours after he tested positive for the COVID-19 disease early Wednesday morning. Officials said that the move was just a precautionary measure and that the Aam Aadmi Party leader's health was stable. Taking to Twitter, Mr. Rai has urged all those who came in contact with him to take care and get themselves tested. He wrote on Twitter in Hindi, but I'm translating in English for all of you. "I got a COVID-19 test which was done after experiencing initial symptoms. My report shows I am COVID-19 positive. I urge all of those who came in contact with me over the last few days to get tested and please take care of themselves." A door-to-door survey conducted under the instruction of the centre to identify and isolate COVID-19 infected people in Delhi's containment zones in densely populated pockets threw up 1,178 positive cases within a positivity rate of 6.4%. The five-day survey covered over 57 lakh people in the city's containment zones and thickly populated areas and identified 13,560 symptomatic people, out of which 11,790 were tested. Also, 8,413 contacts of these symptomatic people were traced, out of which 6,546 people were tested. The RT-PCR test reports of a total of 18,336 symptomatic cases and their contacts gave up 1,178 positive results, as per Delhi government officials. With that, let's move to all the updates from around the world. Record hospitalizations and surging death toll failed to keep Americans from traveling a day before the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, raising fears that the unchecked spread underway is the prelude to a further contagion at Christmas time. Daily US deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 2,000 for the first time since May on Tuesday, and hospitalizations reached a record 88,000 on Wednesday, as the country recorded 2.3 million new infections in the past 2 weeks alone. Steep surges in cases typically result in a rising death toll weeks later. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will hold a news conference on Thursday to explain local COVID-19 restrictions emerging from self-isolation 2 weeks after attending meeting with a lawmaker infected with novel COVID-19. Downing Street announced on November 15 that Johnson, who was admitted into intensive care in a London hospital earlier this year with COVID-19, was self-isolating. Johnson on Thursday also will chair the cabinet meeting and later give the news conference to explain which areas in England will continue to local restrictions after the end of the month-long national lockdown next month, as per Finance Minister Rishi Sunak. The details of the curbs are due to be announced, with many parts of England expected to continue to face a ban on indoor socialising, with national restrictions ending next week. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan on Wednesday ruled out closing down businesses and urged the public to follow health guidelines as the country is grappling with the second wave of the virus, with the national tally of infections reaching 3,82,892. Khan also told media in Lahore that he was concerned about the situation after the daily COVID-19 death toll has crossed 50, while being as low as below the single digit just 2 weeks ago. Six of Pakistan's squad tested positive for COVID-19. Host New Zealand Cricket said on Thursday, throwing preparations for the five-match tour into turmoil and causing a scare in the country that has largely eradicated the virus. The squad's exemption to train while in managed isolation has been put on hold until investigations have been completed, the governing body said, adding that the six positive players would be moved into strict quarantine. New Zealand's Minister of Health said 53 team members passed a symptom check before leaving Lahore and were tested on arrival in Christchurch on November 24th. Walt Disney Company has said on Wednesday that it would lay off 32,000 workers, primarily at its theme parks, an increase from the 28,000 it announced back in September, as the company struggles with limited customers due to COVID-19 pandemic. The layoffs will be in the first half of 2021, the company said in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Germany will probably have to stick with measures to dampen the COVID pandemic into January, Chancellor Angela Merkel has said as of Thursday, while her chief of staff suggested that restrictions might be needed until March. Merkel agreed with leaders of Germany to extend and tighten the COVID-19 lockdown until December 20th, but ease rules over the Christmas holidays to let families and friends celebrate together. But, says COVID-19 restrictions are set to last into 2021. The novel COVID-19 disease has killed at least 14,22,951 people since the outbreak emerged in China last December, and that's according to a tally from official sources compiled by AFP. At least 6 crore cases of COVID-19 have been registered, and of this, at least 3.8 crore are now considered recovered. The tallies, using data collected by AFP from national authorities and information from the World Health Organization, probably reflect only a fraction of the actual number of infections. Authorities in Sicily have asked Cuba's government to send about 60 healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, to the region, as hospitals in the Italian island struggle with a shortage of medical personnel during the second COVID wave. The request was filed this week to the Italian embassy in Cuba and refers to intensive care specialists, including nurses and also virologists. Between March and April this year, Cuban medical teams also landed in the city. Between March and April this year, Cuban medical teams landed in some of Italy's worst-hit regions, including Lombardy and Piedmont, to replace overworked Italian professionals. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of the podcast. Many thanks for listening in.